Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
The Miner's Door by Daniel Wilcox. The light of the incandescent doorway danced gently on the boy's face. Somewhere, far off it seemed, he could make out the echoing clang of a pickaxe on rock. Regular. Rhythmic.
Oi, Sammy, you heard this?
The boy didn't have to look to see Donald's Cheshire Cat grin.
What's that?
Wee Samuel, spluttering into the ring of his fists. The folds between his chins looked sore, red. Dislodged dust collected and rubbed between the flesh, creating a large brown clump that fell periodically. So far, no pearl.
Kinder. Hey, Kinder.
Clang.
Kinder.
Donald's
fucking answer me now call.
Carter,
the boy replied.
It's Carter.
From around the corner, he could hear Donald sniggering. But he wouldn't be if he could only see the beauty of what stood before him. These kind of opportunities came round once in a lifetime at best. And that was something that was exceptionally hard for Carter to digest. He didn't want to repeat the words, they sounded ludicrous even to himself. Yet the wall kept swimming.
Clang.
Thank you, Carter. Now tell Sammy what you just told me.
If only they would come and see for themselves. Then again, it's easy to hide in the twisting tunnels that lay miles beneath the surface.
I've found something.
Oh, really, he mumbled, and all Sammy heard was,
I don't.
He raised a skinny arm to rub the salt sting out of his eyes. Still fresh to the job, it would be a while before he adjusted to the heat. Samuel and Donald, on the other hand, they were thick-skinned, used to the temp, dry as a bone.
Huh? What's he say?
Clang.
He says he's found something. Carter, tell him what you found.
A portal.
Hello.
Huh? A portal!
Donald roared. Carter couldn't understand it. Why wouldn't they see for themselves? The roar subsided, replaced by the heavy footsteps of Samuel. Though Donald held sway over Carter, he was his supervisor after all, it took a lot more to dissuade Samuel from a decision that he made. And this decision was to find out if what the boy was saying was true.
Clang!
Samuel was not disappointed. even in the milky half-glow of the portal, Carter could see the wonder written in the button eyes, sunken into Samuel's face from uncountable years of dwelling near the Earth's core. Digging. Digging, always digging. Despite themselves, they moved closer, hearing the gentle buzz of the blue. One more step and the whirling instantly magnified, a vacuum cleaner crossing carpet to lino. Somewhere in the movement of it all, there was something barely audible, yet altogether distinct. There were voices.
Don? You might want to see this. It's beautiful.
Samuel reached out a bloated finger to feel the hypnotic droplets. The portal, more like a door than any portal Carter had ever imagined, seemed to reach back, puckering at the point in which Samuel's finger aimed to reach. Only an inch now, quivering.
Clang!
A calloused hand grabbed their collars and threw them onto the hard ground below. Small dust mushrooms puffed in front of their faces before fading. Donald stood silhouetted before the doorway, drinking in the beauty, its edges impossibly straight against the rough-hewn rock on which it laid. The sapphire hue seemed to shift and transformed into an iridescent light show that glittered onto the faces of the three, melting to an angry red. It was almost as if it knew it was going to be violated. The clanging of the hundreds of other miners carried on, oblivious to the discovery. Donald's discovery, his eyes seemed to say as he passed a hungry look to Carter, the boy who hadn't been lying. As he turned back to the portal, the voices grew. Through the swirling galaxies that formed the portal's body, he could almost see them. Following the voices of instinct, he drove his head forwards into the water and felt a thick, cooling sensation pass over him. Samuel and Carter rose in a second, rushing towards Donald's headless form. Taking a shoulder each, they heaved backwards, pulling him slowly back to their side. His neck returned first, then his ears, until finally his head returned with a satisfying a lollipop out of honey. Shit, he managed to gasp, somehow managing to appear as though he'd walked through a waterfall yet making it to the other side without a drop of moisture. He looked to the others with a far-off wonder in his eyes.
Boys, he sniggered after a moment, raise the alarm, we've hit the big time.
In a distant galaxy, a family trudge on. The crumbled cobbles of the path that they follow blends with the ashen earth around their dragging feet. Against the dark palette of the planet's surface, little colour remains. Even the plant life has wilted and died beneath the ever-night sky. They mumble, incoherently, each whispering through cracked lips. The smallest stumbles before collapsing on the black rock. Their leader smiles, stopping at the face of a large rock that juts out of the barren ground. He turns to address the others, who immediately flump to the floor with exhausted sighs, their eyes a milky white, before waving his crutch in a wide arch. The family watch on faces devoid of hope as their leader drags one malnutritioned finger against the rock face, lines impossibly straight, until a chalky outline of a door is sketched against the stone. He sees the tiny fires rekindle in the dilating pupils as he utters one word and blasts the door with a light erupting from his crutch.
Salvation.
They all stand in unison. The family, a wondrous awe erasing age from their features as a whirlpool spirals into action. Wonder turns into gasps as the head of a strange creature pokes its way through, throwing even the leader off balance, his mouth flapping like a goldfish. The creature speaks in its strange tongue and follows it with an unfamiliar sound. Were they to understand English, they would hear...
Fucking hell!
Clang!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. The Miner's Door was written by Daniel Wilcox, narrated by Joseph Maudsley, with music by Tom Robson. For more information and even a free book, head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as $1 a month, get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collected print edition of the other stories, and even suggest story ideas that will be featured in a story yourself. So, until next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.